ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ते चण्डवेगानुचराः पुरञ्जनः पुरायदा हर्तुम् आरेभिरे तत्र प्रत्यषेधात् प्रजागरः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद व्हेन किंग गंधर्व राज चंडवेग एंड हिज फॉलोअर्स बिगेन टू प्लंडर द सिटी ऑफ पुरंजन ए स्नेक विथ फाइव हुड्स बिगेन टू डिफेंड द सिटी When one is sleeping, the life air remains active in different dreams. The five hoods of the snake indicate that the life air is surrounded by five kinds of air known as the prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana. When the body is inactive, the prana or the life air is active. Up to the age of 51 can actively work for sense gratification, but after the 50th year, one's energy decreases. Although one can, with great strain, work for two or three more years, perhaps to up to 55th year. Thus, the 55th year is generally taken by the government regulations as the final year for retirement. Well, that was in India at that time when Srila Prabhupada translated this volume. Now they have increased too. The energy which is fatigued after 50 years is figuratively described herein as a serpent with five hoods. Te chandavegaanucharaha puranjanam purah yada hetur mare bhire tatra patya shedhat prajagaraha. This chapter is describing the attack by the Chandavega on the city of Puranjana. This is said to be an allegory or very figuratively describe the position of the living entity in the body. Every living entity is encaged in this city of nine gates called Pura. But how the effect of the time is taking the toll of everything within the body, and how does the king of this city, the Puranjan, is getting affected because under the spell of Maya, he thinks he is the proprietor of the body. Still, he has to defend. Only false proprietor has to defend. The true proprietor is acting somehow or another to counteract the claim of the so-called proprietor. So it is coming under the influence of his proprietorship that is called time. Time is here called Chandavega. Chanda means gradually creeping, and Prachanda means with a heavy force. They say time and tide waits for none. But they come without notice of anybody. They do come. People recognize it. When we see the tide is coming, the water is getting filled up so gradually that even though one stands there for some time, he sees a gradual development. It's not like tsunami. Tsunami is called prachanda, but the tide is not. In the same way, the word which has been used for the big snake who is going to defend, he's a sustainer of life and allowing Puranjan to stay within the body, is considered as prajagara. Ajagar means a big snake, a python. But prajagar means he must be a very huge. That is something we can dream about, but we may not be able to realize factually. But when we see the same prajagar in the name of Aghasur, attack Vrindavan, how gigantic form it has taken, that nobody understood. I mean, in the spell of Maya. But here also, we see that even such prajagar like Aghasur can be terminated by presence of Lord Krishna, who is time personification. So, bhayam swayam bibhedi. Fear personified fears of his presence. Now, Puranjan is completely bereft of the knowledge of the self. He is fully married to that material intelligence, and hence it lost his original memory or his swarupa. So here we see that the time is taking a toll, and the defense system through the panchaprana given. But how much can it defend? Panchaprana, this is the five kinds of air, are compared to the five hoods of this big snake. That sustains the life. People take in breath and breathe out. But such breath is of what use? Taravah kim na jivanti, brastah kim na swasanti yutah. Brasta means the bellows of a blacksmith. They also breathe in and breathe out. The plants do live. But kim na jivanti, they also live. But that life has not helped them. The life which was given to the trees does not help the trees. They also live, don't they? Saunak Muni is asking this particular questions, but he supports the statement and gives the reasons that what should be instead. The trees, don't they live? But they live for others' sake, but not their sake. What benefit the trees receive? They live, but what benefit they themselves receive? No. So what kind of life they are living, which is not helpful to them? Similarly, brastra kim na swasanti yuta. Brastra, the bellows of the blacksmith, they also pump in air and out. So, what benefit the bhastra are getting? We are also you know, breathing in and breathing out. But what benefit it is going to give us? The life air itself has to have a particular function. We may say, oh, it oxygenates our blood, so you have to breathe heavier. People are worried about pollution. But even though, if they are sent to a pure natural place where they can breathe so nicely, and they think they will regain their health back, but what benefit actually the Puranjan is going to receive? No. So, when the actual benefit is not found in real breathing, then it is as good as breathing of a blacksmith's bellows. The ultimate aim, tasya, he says, na khadanti na mehanti kim grame pashavo pare. In the same way, people eat, so the animals eat. Animals discharge semen, and men also discharge semen. But what benefit do they actually get? These are so common activities. But if we pass life simply for the bodily conception, means mechanical arrangements of the body. Mechanical arrangement, or the products of the mechanical activity that we do through the body, what benefit actually we will get? The Chandavega in the terms of time is going to take the toll, because that is fallible. That is a temporary period allotted just to keep the body alive. But during the body which is kept alive, if it is not used for what? For Uttama Sloka Vartaya. Ayur harati vaipunsam udyan astam chayannasau tasyate yat kshanonita uttama sloka vartaya. Every day and night's passing takes away our precious time of life. We are not gaining anything. We lose the life. We lose the opportunity given to us to do the main function, and that is Uttama Sloka Vartha. So if a moment's utility, means the time is utilized in discussing the topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the glories are so of utmost importance to make a real meaning to the life. Because life is eternal. So unless we discuss or spend time in listening to make us understand about our real business. No khadanti, no mehanti business, no swasanti business, no nothing. But swasanti is important, we think, but just to live. But this life is not important as long as the purpose was given behind the swasanti. Swasanti is an opportunity for some time, and we misuse the opportunity, then time is going to not wait for us. It will take the toll. So just like this Chandavega and his soldiers are trying to plunder the city. Plundering means a everything will try to get deteriorated. The city structure is plundered. When somebody is looting, they will do the damage, right? They will take away all the important, valuable things of material nature. All the elements, they are very valuable because they constitute the body. But they become deteriorated. When the plunderers, the time in the next word is it said that he has 720 assistants to plunder, and this defense is only panchapran. Five types of air in the body is the only defense mechanism. Others which are in the body, they depend upon the panchaprana. So panchaprana in the form of the big serpent is said that he will come first to defend, but again 720 means 365 days and 365 nights. They are so many in numbers. So right from the beginning, this struggle of deteriorating the body begins. How old are you? Nobody will ever say, how young are you? When you celebrate or cut a cake, they will tell you, how old are you? Where is your panchaprana? We should ask in detail what is happening to your city of nine gates. Is it becoming more powerful? Taking toll of the time? No. Time is going to act. So, illusion is there. We are in Maya. We think, let's celebrate the happy birthday. But it is happy only in mic terms, not in reality. Because Chandavega is attacking. The time is attacking. So we have to rush up, hurry up, send the boy to the school, grill him up, But we never teach him anything how to discuss about Uttama Sloka Vartaya. We never teach him. So, each and every cell of the body is going to be defended by this panchaprana, one serpent. That is the only defense system. People may call immune system this system or that, but immune system can work only when the breathing is going on. It's very astonishing that we have so much faith in our breathing. We have been given allotted numbers of breathing. And you cannot breathe one more. How many inhaling and exhaling you do per day? That has been numbered. But in total lifespan, there have been also specific numbers. You cannot breathe one more. You have to breathe last. Your last. But what benefit this breathing has ever given you? So this swas or inhaling or exhaling also, uchvas, is very essential to keep the body alive. That is the panchaprana, serpent with the five hoods. is very essential. But have we ever developed such an essential, important aspect of on our reality? That is called Vishwas. Vishwas. Vishishta Rupena Swas. Vishwas means a very extremely important faith. Shraddha Shabde Sudrada Vishwas Kara Nishchaya. Krishna Bhakti Karile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the definition that what is the gain? Have we ever cultivated a very, very strong, unflinching faith on Guru and Krishna only? Who is going to teach Puranjan? In bodily conception of life, we cannot. There is total absence of such a matter. Such a subject matter has never been discussed in his life. So, what is the use of such a life? Trees also live, and he also lives like a tree or an animal. So, Savanaka Rishi is taunting. He loves to hear Uttam Sloka Varta. He loves to hear the transcendental topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's glorious activities. So, Puranjan has to be educated in such a lamentable situation of this attachment to the body. It is described as a very, very lamentable situation. Who can give the benefit? Devotees have to give the benefit. Nobody else can give the benefit. Because they are blessed by the Lord. And the Lord's topics, Uttam Sloka Vartaya. No other literature is going to give the benefit to such bodily concepted people. First of all, the bodily conception has to be knocked down. Who can help? Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army can do. Nobody else can do. No jnanis can ever do this. No dhyanis can ever help others because they themselves are helping themselves. Only devotees can do. And out of so-called devotees, only Goshtyanandi devotees can do. Bhajanandis cannot do to help others. So the importance is to be understood that to knock out the ignorance of Puranjan, we have to understand this allegory very, very thoroughly. It's not simply a rupak or allegory of some story. People have to relate to the factual position of this Puranjan. Factual position of Puranjan. It's very lamentable. We have to apply for ourselves then we can apply on others. But really it will be a complete knockout. There is no other system that prevails to remove such ignorance or knock out such ignorance. It's giving that person an opportunity to hear the holy name of the Lord, to make him chant the holy name of the Lord, and then make him understand the significance of the holy name of the Lord. It is so powerful. Most of the time we are in sleeping mood or sleeping mode. We are in sleeping mode. We think our pancha prana is active, so everything will be taken care. We prefer to keep on sleeping. Of course, pancha prana is taking care. We are so confident that we will wake up tomorrow. And such ignorance is prevailing even when we are wake up, when we are waken up. Ignorance of this sleeping mode is prevailing throughout the day. Throughout the day. Because we engage ourselves into all activities of bodily conception. Ahar nidra bhaya maithamancha. All day and night. Time is not going to wait. It will take toll. So the prescription of the Vedas that we have to help ourselves to live a life of meaningful and real, meaningful reality, which is eternal in nature. Otherwise, a life is a life of ignorance. There is no importance of it. So, we think even in the smallest episode of something happening to our part of the body, and we cannot protect it. We think, okay, only it happened to the toe, not to me. The whole body is still intact. The diabetes will tell you, okay, ampute the toe. But the infection, the chandavega, and the form of infection comes, then so many tricky ways it goes and occupies organ after organ, and principle cannot defend our body, defend our city. So what is the best mechanism? Even in such a case of so much hopelessness, the real solution is that somehow or another, if we keep that struggling jivatma in that miserable body, remind him of chant Hare Krishna, talk about Krishna, uttama sloka vartha, because it is pertaining for selfish interest. Selfish interest. His own particular interest. For a soul, do you need a breathing system? For a soul, do you need a breathing system? An artificial manufactured, and you change models after models from one species to another species of life. Do you need a breathing system? No. For the soul, you don't need. Because soul has its own body and his own mechanism to exist forever. So under spell of Maya or ignorance of one's own reality, he transmigrates into one body after another body. That should be stopped, and it is possible to stop in the human form of life. Therefore, this description, however people will think it is allegorical, but it is factual to make us realize that we are not this Puranjan. And we should not struggle unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. For real life of preaching, you may keep your body healthy. Because that is real life. Not that I can live longer and just satisfy sentiments of others. No. That is the whole purpose. Otherwise, what is the use of living? Simply to maintain the body for how long? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us engagement of eternal nature, and we should all become conversant to it and fulfill that obligation as much as possible. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Swas. Swas means breathing. And Vishwas. No? Very special kind of breathing. Breathing is very essential to your existence. For the soul existence, soul's existence, there is also a kind of breathing which is called Vishwas. And what kind of Vishwas is that? We denotes to some very qualitative, specific nature of Swas or breathing. So it's called Vishwas. And Vishwas is translated as faith. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives very elaborate explanation. Then, Shraddha, that term is not ordinary faith. Shraddha means eternal, Dha means Dhya, with intelligence. So you have to intellectually understand that what does this Shraddha means. Intellectually proven faith. Generally it is called confirmed faith or nishtha also. Where the intelligence is confirming it, not the mind. Kick out the mind. Alright? This Shraddha is actually a very important word. And Prabhupada said there is no parallel to it. You know, it does not convey, that the word faith does not convey Shraddha. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is culminating even varieties of faiths into one very single pointed Krishna Bhakti Karile. Only on performance of the activities in Krishna consciousness will fulfill all my desires or my aspirations to exist. Otherwise, I cannot exist. If I don't get a degree, I have to struggle for existence, right? People say, where is my boy? He says, Maharaj, I did my BDS for the Bachelor of Dental Surgery, and I don't have a job. They don't promote anything. Where do I find? Oh my God. So, it's completely faithless situation. But people think, if I don't become, then why did he go in there? He should have become a devotee right from the beginning. But now he has understood, he is becoming devotee. It's good. So, Shraddha Shabda, the word Shraddha denotes Sudrada Vishwas. Sudrada means very, very strong. Vishwas means Vishishta. Existential understanding. Very, very, that how will I exist? Not by eating, sleeping, mating and defending. No. How will I exist? I will exist by performing Krishna Bhakti. So I should be very determined in Krishna Bhakti. Nothing else. Whatever I do must become Krishna Bhakti. Yat karoshi yadashnashi yajjuhosi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunte yat kurushvam darpanam. Invest all these five factors and totally devote our life to Krishna Bhakti. But people in bodily conception and want to become devotee. Yes, but I have to eat, but yet I have to do that. Yes, okay. But eat in such a way that it's only Krishna Prasad and it becomes service to Lord Krishna. Your eating should become Krishna Bhakti. Nothing becomes automatic. It develops with the knowledgeability and experience of this kind of understanding that Puranjana story can give us. So, that is Vishwas. Sudrada Vishwas. Karanishchay. And that determination is only focused on Krishna Bhakti Karile. Performance of devotional service to Lord Krishna is the only purpose of existence. It is eternal in nature. Others are temporary thing. Can be never trusted. Yes. There's no mic. Okay, whatever it is, speak loudly so I can hear.
So, those are pure devotees of the Lord, those are pure spirit soul, already they have reached the time of eternity, so do they never come under forgetfulness or their consciousness is never diverted toward this material world?
So?
My question is their consciousness is never diverted, means in any of the state?
That is a statement, not a question. If they are under the shelter of divine energy, that is devotional service, divine energy, then why to worry whether their consciousness is never diverted? What do you think of Jay and Vijay who became demons in three lives? Their consciousness was diverted. They were ordinary living entity. They fell like us. No. They wanted to glorify the Lord even by fighting. That's devotional service. But it becomes an example for those who are fighting against Krishna, and that is us fallen soul, who were envious of Krishna from the very beginning. So, those examples, we should not take into the consideration for they are ordinary demons. No, they are very special devotees in the garb of demons. Otherwise, how would you understand even Priyavrata, who became who became Prastrasur? Chitraketu. He became Pratrasur. Did he leave his devotional service? No. Never. His devotional service was to fight against the demigods. But that was giving him opportunity to teach Indra about devotional service. Otherwise, who could do that? These examples, they are not fairy tales. In fairy tales, you will not be able to find any transcendental understanding. But the Puranic and especially Srimad Bhagavatam examples and the narrations of the called Akhyan, they are very, very instructive. That's pure devotee. They have their eternal place in Krishna's pastime. What is our eternal place? We are nityabaddha. Yet we are trying, by our good fortune, by Krishna's mercy and Guru's mercy, we are trying to understand something. But then we have to also simultaneously progress. Then if we are now inclined towards transcendental nature of our origin, our original nature, then we have to see how do we progress in cultivating. So these examples become very, very important for us, that Krishna is making the soul responsible for the devotion.
One more question. How do you explain this in devotional point of view, like Annamaya, Pranamaya, Gyanamaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya in our devotional?
That is the consciousness. That is the consciousness, Annamaya consciousness. Animals, when they are about to die, if you just feed them, they will eat. Because their consciousness is geared. They think eating is the life. Eating is the life. That is their consciousness. So, Vijnanamaya for a transcendentalist. It's not dry philosophy, but applicable to one's own self for the development. So that is called Vijnanamaya. Transcendental consciousness is Vijnanamaya. Yes, bro.
We should not do any endeavor to live for the sentiment of others.
Can you please tell again?
We should not make endeavor to keep this body to healthy for the sentiment of others. This is not a good purpose for keeping this body together.
Now, sometimes People who are under little preservation of the body, consciousness, you know, says, oh please keep your body straight, because we want you to be around us. You are very, very adorable person. Keep yourself healthy. And they want, we face some kind of sentiments from our disciples. Why? But they should think that the importance, the life is preaching. And they should not try to simply capture us, feed us, these, that, but engage us. So that is, we should not live for the simply satisfying the sentiments of the body. Sentiments are bodily, but sensitiveness towards preaching should be there. That's the idea. Otherwise we feel suffocated. If we stop preaching, we will feel suffocated. So thank you very much, all glories to Prabhupada.